USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed 2 months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The administration is weighing in on talks had with Russia regarding Ukraine.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe, those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.30 a gallon. Texas still reporting the lowest price for gas in the nation at just around $2.92 a gallon. Gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republican state lawmakers in Pennsylvania are planning to draft legislation that would relocate illegal immigrants flown into the state by DHS to President Biden's home state of Delaware. New York Representative John Caco reacts to the situation on Fox Business.
Local folks are starting to push back and say, look, we've had enough. We're gonna, let's send them all to Delaware, which, you know, it's symptomatic of a larger problem. We've got to secure the border, and we've got to stop these nonsensical practices.
The forthcoming legislation is expected to include implementing a transportation program to relocate illegal immigrants to Delaware based on a memo from a Pennsylvania state senator. The NBA is telling teams it will end daily COVID-19 testing for players and coaches. According to The Athletic, daily testing for players, coaches, and what the league calls Tier 1 personnel will end after Saturday. Starting Sunday, only those who are symptomatic, exposed, or under enhanced directive by the league will be tested. Thousands of packages from Amazon and other retailers are being stolen from cargo containers near downtown L.A. KCAL in Los Angeles took footage from the Union Pacific tracks in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood. It shows the tracks littered with empty packages where thieves have been raiding cargo containers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.